Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. I am the author of the School of Soul series, a 3X published author, master manifester, and your cheerleader bestie on the internet. I am here to help you live the life you know you deserve. In today's episode, we will discuss soul retrieval. What we do not retrieve becomes lost, leading to the feeling of void. Soul retrieval is about being fully embodied and integrated into all your pieces back into your whole self. To integrate, you must confront all the things you couldn't fully experience, including the traumatic experiences you've been avoiding. Although thinking about this may feel overwhelming, it can actually be a quick and easy process if you fully surrender to being yourself in the present moment. Soul surgery is a primary way that soul retrieval is performed. Soul surgery can be defined as surgery of the energetic body to obtain primarily mental outcomes. Just like with the physical body, if the symptoms, aka the signs, are missed, it may result in the need for surgery. Having soul surgery can be a great experience. It often relieves pressure and provides a feeling or relaxation and calmness as the dis-ease that was causing one to be soul sick dissipates. However, soul surgery is a big deal. Ideally, you don't want to get to the point where you need it. Missing the signs doesn't mean you have done something wrong. We all miss them at one time or another. But if you have missed them and require more extreme means of realignment, soul surgery is the answer. Soul surgery utilizes the physical, mental, and spiritual laws that direct your life to remove unwanted conditions and unload what has entered you through voids you left open and unburdens you of the pain and discomfort you are carrying in respect to past mindsets, people, experiences, or moments. These conditions inhibit the full expression of your divinity. What to expect as a result of soul surgery? The integration of your soul's fragments can infuse and provide you with increased energy and vitality, leading to a more dynamic and vibrant existence. The natural release of deep emotions such as sadness, disease, anxiety, or depression is an integral part of healing. This process is vital for welcoming back and integrating the pieces of your soul that were lost due to soul loss. Following soul surgery, there is a heightened sense of clarity of purpose, direction, and next steps in life. This deeper insight facilitates the reconnection within the return of your soul's missing fragments, allowing you to gracefully let go of all that was keeping you fragmented. Once all the pieces of a soul are reunited, there is often an elevation in the ability to direct one's power in life with more confidence and force, which will be evident in the improved ability to make decisions, dedicate, and follow through. It is also common for all senses to heighten as a soul is put back together. This includes the 5 typical senses we are taught, as well as the amplification of the spiritual senses. Let me reiterate it. Do not allow it to get to this point. If you have, fix it and then promise yourself you will never allow it to reach that point again. Just as any good heart surgeon would say confidently and sternly that you should put the hamburger down after bypass surgery, do not allow yourself to get to the point where you need additional soul surgery. Remember, the soul retrieval process is personal, and although many feel sleepy and relaxed following soul surgery, some do experience extreme mental pain, as the painful memories come up to come out. Huda Heyer cautions when working on your soul. If you are having surgery on your physical body, you want the best surgeon, right? You want the best qualified person to deal with your energetic body as well, your soul. It is not advised to just hire anyone. Do not, I repeat, do not just hire someone off the internet or Instagram. Take time to seek out professionals with generational, cultural experience and a track record. Always keep in mind that you are initiating an energy exchange. When you invite anyone to work on your soul or energy, just as we discussed not leaving open spaces for entities, anytime you work on your soul, you are opening it up with that person. Generational cultural heritage is the qualification you want to look for, as the best magic has been lost over the years. Still, it has been retained in shamanism and ancient cultures that preserve the sacredness and seriousness of working on another's soul. Beware, there are far too many soulless Instagram girls who offer to work on other souls. Never do soul surgery or any experience when the soul is open to release negative energy in a group setting. For example, plant medicine experiences that offer soul healing have everyone in the group open up their soul and let their negativity, pain, dark and tights out at the same time. Think about that. You're open as they release their demons in the room. Not to say the people in the room are demonic, but their pain and demons are coming out, and you do not want them getting in by default. In extreme cases, know that positions of healing can attract the wrong type of practitioner who has ill intentions on purpose. Opening up your soul puts you in a vulnerable state for another to energy harvest off of you. You'll know who these charlatans are, for they are boastful and loud about what they do, constantly validating themselves publicly at the expense of sharing others' stories and pains. Soul surgery is deeply personal and should be kept in the personal realm. If a practitioner is online sharing the pain of others loudly and proudly, knows this is energy harvesting before your eyes. they are getting off on what they gain from others' pain. If you do not hire a qualified individual, you may do more harm than good and find yourself more depleted than ever after soul surgery or any form of soul retrieval. It is important to reclaim the pieces of yourself as you go because you don't want to need soul surgery, or worse, experience full soul loss. Just as a surgeon cannot tell a patient how many hamburgers they consume before their fatal heart attack, no one knows how much soul loss or fragmentation a soul can bear before it checks out forever. Damaged energetic fields and vulnerabilities. A damaged energetic field is characterized by punctured holes or weak spots within its energy field. The energetic fields serve as our defense mechanism and life support structure, allowing us to function effectively within our physical environment. It is essential for maintaining our overall well-being, protection, and safety to both your energetic body and your physical body. When our energetic fields are damaged, these open spots become vulnerable to outside energies and entities. These can be both positive and negative. In some cases, authentic and pure intention connections create positive cords, allowing for an equal exchange of energy, support, love, and appreciation between individuals. This mutual connection can be nurturing. However, open spots and damaged energetic fields can attract negative energies and entities. People with darker intentions may attempt to exploit these vulnerabilities to spread their problems or negativity onto others, particularly onto those with a stronger, more positive energy, attempting to alleviate their burdens and free up their light by consuming yours. As a result, the more holes we have in our energetic fields, the more susceptible we become to these negative influences and attracting the wrong people, experiences, and entities. This energy theft can give others power over us, weakening our sense of self and diminishing our ability to maintain healthy boundaries, or even worse, put us under spiritual attack. Maintaining strong and healthy energetic fields is crucial to protect ourselves from these unwanted intrusions. This can be achieved through meditation, energy healing, and self-care, which help repair any damage and reinforce our energetic boundaries. By keeping our energetic fields intact, we can maintain our personal power and effectively safeguard ourselves against the negative influences of others. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you are ready to change your life, my book, Soul Game, is now available on Amazon. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social media, and always tag me at Soul Renovation. Have a blessed day. Bye.